So it's time to take a look at one of the one another commands. We've been doing that from time to time. The one another commands, there are about 60 of them in the New Testament, and they're given directly to Christians so that we can know how to properly relate to each other in the church. Healthy church life doesn't just happen by accident, doesn't just happen on its own. It happens as we together listen to the Word of God, follow the Word of God, not only in how we relate to Him individually, but how we relate to others. So in James chapter 5, super straightforward one this week, we are commanded to pray for one another. And then there's a nice follow-up to that where James explains that the prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. Whether we feel like that's true all the time or not, it is true. That if you are a Christian, you've been given Jesus Christ's robe of righteousness, and therefore your prayer is powerful in its effect. Now, I think if we are honest, prayer is an issue that some Christians, maybe even many Christians, end up kind of being frustrated by or giving up on some level or another. Some of us would probably admit that we don't have a great understanding of prayer life or a great experience of prayer in our lives day by day. We all know it's important. We all do it at some level, but I suppose if we were polled anonymously, some Christians might say that much of their prayer life is brief, repetitive, and feels mechanical. Or maybe it's only pastors. I can say that a recent survey showed that 16% of pastors feel very satisfied with their prayer lives. And so it's just one of those interesting issues that, you know, it's this important aspect. We know it's important. We know it's this thing that God has given us, but we feel a little bit of frustration or confusion or dissatisfaction. But the truth is, God does not want us to be unsatisfied with this aspect of our faith. He has given us prayer as a wonderful gift, a gift that we can use as often as we want. And of course, the New Testament encourages us, hey, pray without ceasing, pray about everything, speak with God about whatever's going on in your life, in your heart, in the world around you. And of course, we're not gonna ever have a perfect prayer life this side of eternity, but that's no reason for us to sort of give up on it or allow it to fall by the wayside. We know that the Lord will teach us to pray as we walk with Him. Remember, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And remember, those are the 12 disciples. And they walked and talked with Jesus day by day, and they saw Him praying to the Father all night long in some cases. And even they were like, we don't get it. Can you teach us to pray? And so He will teach us to pray as we go to Him in prayer, as we say, hey, we're gonna do it. He, imperfect as it may be. And the good news is, in your prayer life, in my prayer life, in the prayer life of our church, the only obstacle in our prayer lives, the only barrier in our prayer lives is our willingness. That's it, our willingness. Will we do it? Will we take God up on this offer? And so we believe prayer matters, and we also believe that not just individually, but corporate prayer matters. We see, for example, in the book of Acts, God's people praying together and how important that was in different situations. And that's why we have an email prayer chain, and that's why we put a prayer wall up on our website, and that's why we set out prayer cards once in a while. That's why we have a time of corporate prayer on Wednesday nights and why the guys pray every week on Wednesday mornings. That's why we have prayer up front after the study on Sundays. It's not because we're trying to check a certain number of boxes or make any kind of show. It's because we believe that prayer is important, that God works through prayer, and that we're commanded to pray for each other and we want to obey. But since the Lord has put this one another series on my heart, I thought we could attempt another small step of obedience and faith where we say to the Lord, Lord, we hear you, what you've said and what you've commanded, and we will step towards you in this regard. I know a lot of you spend a lot of time praying for others and that you have very vibrant prayer lives. We're so thankful for that. But I was thinking about how we as a group could not just hear the command today, but encourage all of us to obey it in some small way. And here's one way I'd like us to try. If you have our mobile app, it's able to receive notifications. Maybe you've turned those notifications off. That's okay. We're not mad at you. But if you have them enabled, what we're going to start doing is we're going to schedule a regular notification to go out just once a week, at the same time each week, to just remind us and invite us to all take a moment to pray, to pray for our church family, maybe pray for a specific issue, pray for God's leading in our church. And that can just be a moment each week where a bunch of us are able to pause, if only for a brief moment, and go to the Lord with a few words, knowing that we're praying together. And if you don't have our mobile app, you can get it. It's on iOS or Android. And if you're like, I don't do that kind of stuff, fine, that's okay. What we're going to do, it's going to be Saturdays at 4 p.m. We feel like that's kind of a good open spot for most people to have a minute or two. Maybe you're prepping dinner, or maybe you're getting home from soccer, or whatever it is, and be able to pray to the Lord and pray together as a church. And so we're going to send out the notification to help remind you. If you don't have notifications or if you don't have that, that's fine. Give yourself the reminder. Saturdays at 4 p.m. And then, of course, if you want to join the prayer chain or check the prayer wall online, you can do that and figure all that out. It's at calvaryhanford.com/prayer. Get involved there. But we see these words. Who sees worms today? Roll it back. We see these words in James chapter 5, and we believe God is telling us the truth that prayer is very powerful in its effect, whether we feel that way emotionally or not at times. And so we want to obey the command more and more as we walk with the Lord and learn to trust Him more and more. And so I hope you'll join us when you can.